in the library there watching the smoke building up from the first tower, and then we immediately heard the reports about the second tower being hit, and we were seeing the video that was airing as a result of the second tower hitting, and then that's when my BlackBerry lit up. I started getting frantic messages from the White House and from my own office in Washington telling me about it and telling me that the president was going to have to leave almost immediately and that they needed the Secretary of Education, my boss, to stay behind at the school and to work with the kids there and to finish up that event for the president. So when President Bush came out of the classroom and headed into the library to make his first remarks, he walked right past me, and Secretary Page was behind him. And so I pulled the secretary aside and said, "Sir, you've got to stay behind here and finish up this event for the president. He has to leave because of what's happened." And Secretary Page turned to me and said, "What's happened, Terry? Nobody's told me anything." And so I told the Secretary of Education about the attacks of 9/11.
What did you sense and what did you feel as you saw that event unfolding? What mood changes did you sense as an observer?
Well, you could see it on the president's face. He turned from being there about this reading program to being in one instant a wartime president. You have to keep in mind that up until that point, the biggest part of the administration was his No Child Left Behind program, education program that we were trying to get through Congress at the time. Education was going to be the centerpiece of President Bush's presidency. In that instant, he became a wartime president, and in that instant, we all started acting on instinct. We knew we were under attack, but we didn't know where, and we didn't know by how many people and who were all the targets. For all we knew, Air Force One was going to be targeted on the way back to Washington. One of the things I had to do was there's something in government called the continuity of government, and the Constitution specifies how the succession to the presidency takes place. And the law says that the Secretary of Education, like all of the cabinet members, are in line of succession to the presidency. And so what I had to do at that moment was, once President Bush left, make sure that the secretary was safe, because he might also be under attack. And so we pushed him out of there as quickly as we could, got him into a squad car, and raced away to the Sarasota airport to try to catch up with Air Force One. We got there too late. Air Force One had already left. But the biggest sense that we all had that day was, we walked into that school being the education president, and we walked out of that school being a wartime president.
So the Secretary of Education, though, in that line of succession, what does he do then if he's stranded at the Sarasota airport and the country's under attack?
What we had to do was put him in as secure a facility as we could there at the airport. And then the military dispatched a military aide to be there with the secretary to, one, help to protect him, but two, to keep him informed as to what was going on, to give him the latest information. That's where we first started seeing up close what they call the fog of war. And that is when you get into those war-type situations, how a lot of that early information can be wrong. We were told that morning by the military aide. The military aide told Secretary Page that a plane had crashed on the National Mall. He told the secretary that a plane had crashed into the U.S. Capitol. And believe it or not, the military aide came to the secretary and said, I regret to inform you that the United States government has had to shoot down a passenger airplane in Pennsylvania. So the first word that the secretary got was that Flight 93 out of in Pennsylvania was shot down by us.
Which turned out to be incorrect.
Turned out to be incorrect. All those things turned out to be incorrect. There's so many things in a war-type situation like that. Those early pieces of information will very often turn out to be wrong, and that's what we were seeing. And that was the information that was being given at the highest levels to, you know, a member of the cabinet.